that shit over to Tune in to Thug Radio, the hottest shit on the planet. We can burn y'all motherfuckers. Let's go. Lady Black OG. Hey.
And we all sister, baby. We getting ready for this blunt talk. You know, we got the radio in the corner. The blunt talk is gonna come live and direct.
Really in this Illuminati.
OG world. Blows like a 12-gauge shotty. Feel me?
Are we taking donations for this herbs? Donations.
Okay, we live, so here we go, y'all. Let's do this blunt talk, fresh off of Thug Radio's The Corner. The Corner is fucking what we want it to be, y'all. So we talk about everything from motherfucking gang-ass niggas to motherfucking these punk-ass presidents to motherfucking...
It doesn't even matter. Whatever a topic is that you want to talk about, send it in to Lady Black Widow on Facebook. Let's talk about it on Blunt Talk.
That boy.
Good morning, America. And whoever tuning in from all over, fuck with us. We coming once a week with this blunt talk for now.
Rush.
But if y'all send in some topics y'all want to have a blunt talk with us about and roll up and smoke one too.
Hey, virtually, baby.
And we're mobile, thuggyradio.com. Hit us up. If you want to say fuck Facebook and any other social media that's censoring you, come to Boom. ThuggyRadio.com. Hit Boom. Put in your profile. Load it up. Talk shit.
Hey. So, we're going to get into it, y'all. Right now, we're talking about this motherfucking vaccine shit. You know what I'm saying?
What do y'all think about all these people who want to take the vaccine so bad because of the nature of the beast?
But you're the beast.
But you ain't even giving it to the people who are sick. I thought it was so many thousands of people that were sick. But you want to skip and give it to the healthy people? What you think about that shit, OG?
I ain't figured dealing it. If I was y'all around this way, let's just be $100,000 about it. They ain't shooting me with no motherfucking vaccine. That's all I'm saying. Because at the end of the motherfucking day, you gonna give it to the healthcare workers. All these motherfuckers who ain't sick. Instead of giving it to motherfuckers who sick, test that shit on them sick motherfuckers first. Don't come to me with that shit. Test them sick motherfuckers first. And then, if it cure them sick motherfuckers, hey, I might fucking take it.
The problem I have with that is, why wouldn't you? When President Trump got sick, that's when he took one of the vaccines or the autoimmune vaccine. Like, you didn't give it to him beforehand time. You know, you made sure. Well, you didn't make sure he got sick, but once he got sick,
y'all gave him the vaccine, damn it. And then what happened?
He was cured.
He had to go to the hospital after they gave him that shit in the White House.
But let's get to that. Let's not skip straight to you got cured, motherfucker. Let's get to the whole, your blood pressure dropped, your heart rate went up, everything was going loop-de-loop. Then you go to the hospital. Walter Reed, they do what they can to save your ass because you the president. But the healthcare people that we have working on the regular people, they're exhausted. They tired.
Shit, working their ass off. For what, man?
When y'all could have done so much more. But we here now. And you want to test this motherfucking vaccine that y'all done brewed up, that look like Flint water, that you injecting in the motherfucker.
No, that, you gotta keep that shit cold. That shit can't even fucking stay out of room.
And it look like dirty water. The fuck you shooting at me?
Shit, some shit that fuck around and have your ass.
That look like heroin.
Fuck around and your ass doing the motherfucking. Motherfuckers gonna be zombies and shit around.
That's what
bitch.
The fuck yeah. They gonna be around this bitch. I'ma be a masked up motherfucker, ninja on you motherfuckers.
Hell yeah. Blood talk, y'all. Fuck with y'all heard.
Shit.
Fuck with us, cause we real on these bitches. Just like the other subject I'm on. Kyle Rittenhouse. Or whatever.
That little fucker who took his punk ass, his mama drove his punk ass over the state line.
With a rifle though.
She knew what the fuck he was going to do. She knew what he was going to do, and she ain't sitting next to him.
And then this bitch got the nerve to say that he was being attacked. Hell yeah, you being attacked.
You shot a motherfucker off camera. They ain't get you shooting the first gentleman.
Exactly.
But that's why they ran up on your ass and tried to beat your ass. Because you shot the other dude. You came near to kill some motherfucking body. When your mama let you out that motherfucking car with that motherfucking gun.
No, like you a fake ass police though.
You
a fake ass police motherfucker.
That's what you want us to believe, motherfucker.
Yeah, you ain't no pig though. And then you walk right past the pig with your AR.
They set you up.
Let that have been a nigga.
Oh, he would have got killed.
They'd have shot that nigga down. Oh, he got an AR.
They would have shot him because they know that they just heard shots fired.
Hmm.
Not even shit. 20 feet away.
Fuck that. When he walked past the police with the gun and waved at him.
I'm talking about when he kept walking up to them, too. I'm talking about the same shit.
Oh, and they pulled up and rolled past him.
And then if you watch the video further, they gave him water. They gave him all of
waved
that.
Waved at him.
Said, hey, nice job. Man.
Hey, teenager.
Now, why the fuck his lawyer ain't playing that part of the video thing?
Hell no, because they know. And not only that, though, how the fuck you going to say, oh, he's a teenager. He's a fucking teenager. But when a young black boy do it at 17, he's a fucking thug. He's a fucking
hoodlum.
He's a gangbanger. He's a fucking... What the fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers?
That's how the media will depict our young black kings and queens. Sometimes they ain't right. It's a few of my young brothers and sisters ain't right.
Hell yeah.
But at the end of the day, they still teenagers. If you're gonna put him in a category of a teenager, they are teenagers. Some of them are teenagers too. But y'all been killing us for a long time.
Long time.
Y'all still doing it and getting away with it. And getting away with it. Black people.
And I wonder when that's gonna stop. Because you know what? I'm about ready to start riding with my shit on me, motherfucker. Pull me over, I got something to shoot back with. Fuck your motherfucker.
Black people, y'all need to wake up and stick together. Y'all, 80 million motherfuckers voted Biden bitch ass in because they didn't like Trump. Let's talk about it. Fight at it.
Oh, shit.
This is the subject I've been on. I ain't no Trump supporter, but I know motherfucking well. Y'all done seen a lot of stuff behind the scenes with Bill Gates bitch ass. Sitting back for the last 10, 15 years, having all these secret fucking meetings. And believe me, Biden been part of them motherfuckers too.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been talking about giving us these dirty looking ass vaccines to depopulate this motherfucker. They becoming extinct and they want us to cease so they can do what the fuck they want to do. Matter of fact, didn't you see the flag behind Biden the other day when he said, we gonna vaccinate 100 million Americans? What? That's your first 100 days is to vaccinate 100,000 motherfuckers. Where 5 of them who've taken this vaccine has already has Bell's palsy, Mm-hmm. Well, you got paralysis in your face? Is this the fucking syphilis thing again?
Polio.
Shit. Especially the polio. Because they got the white motherfuckers fucked up in that one too. Let's talk about it. This blood talk. Fuck with us. This Thuggy Radio. I don't give a fuck. This morning, because we sick of this shit, and I'm sick of black people acting like they don't see the real in the shit. You see this shit unfolding. You motherfuckers trying to get Trump out so bad that Trump ain't a politician, so he ain't gonna think and lie like them motherfuckers. He gonna look you in the face and tell you the goddamn truth. I don't like your nigga ass, and I don't like your Mexican ass, and that's it. Now, who the fuck would you want in your face? But a snake motherfucker who said, oh, I'm going to make sure everybody's okay and hang your motherfucking ass? Or the motherfucker who say, I don't like your ass in the first place?
Shit. I don't know. I look at it like this. Either which way it go, it was a necessity to get him out.
Fuck that. Kanye, you should have got your ass on the ballot a little bit earlier, my nigga. Because I was going to vote for your ass.
We all would have voted for you.
I'm just saying. I was going to vote for him. And you know why I was going to vote for him, OG? Is because, nigga, you lived in the ghetto. You know what the fuck we need in the hood. And what better motherfucker is to have do it? I don't care what y'all say about Kanye. Kanye crazy, Kanye. They make Kanye crazy in the media just like they do. Every young black teenager is a thug.
Yeah, they always
depict us. It's the same propaganda.
Yeah, they always depict us.
It's the same propaganda. So why the fuck?
Every time.
Them motherfuckers been popping pills forever. They invented that shit for them.
You look at it, rap, if it's positive rap,
it's off the air.
If it's somebody who got knowledge or who can move the people, what happens?
You got a one-hit wonder.
No, I'm talking about if you got knowledge and you move the people, they kill your ass.
Oh, well, see, you know that. That's the inevitable. Shit, that's how they've been working since over time.
MLK.
Before we came.
Malcolm X.
Before I was born.
Shit, they killed
us. They was doing that shit.
Every time a motherfucker got something to say, they kill us. We do good, they bomb us and kill us.
We separate. Them motherfuckers, just like Farrakhan say, what we do. And that's it. So that's, they're very jealous of us, no matter what. They're jealous of this, our skin. We don't burn in the motherfucking sun like them motherfuckers do. We just get golden and crispy and yummy.
And beautiful.
Motherfucker.
So, in conclusion with today's blunt talk.
Don't take that motherfucking vaccine.
That's permanent.
Don't take that motherfucker. Let them motherfuckers take them.
Shit.
And doctors, y'all should be recommending before they give it to y'all, let's give it to the patients who's fucked up and sick than a motherfucker, who is on the verge of dying, who are on ventilators.
Know what? You know what, though? I will say this. And two, you healthcare workers, all you doctors, everybody who on the front lines, don't take that shit. Don't fucking take it.
It's some doctors here that I seen on the news, OG, talked about he took it during the trial period, and he works right there at UMC and all this shit. I can't think of his name. I don't give a fuck about his name, but the whole point I'm trying to make, he's like, oh, it's safe. Oh, you know, I only had a little fever for 2 days. Who want to fucking get a fever for 2 days?
Exactly.
Who want to get anything, motherfucker? That's what we're trying to prevent from getting anything.
But they deem it safe. Y'all better wake up. Because shit, I ain't taking shit.
Wake up and stay woke, my brothers and sisters and my kings and queens. You know, just stay woke. You know, stay woke, because this shit is for real. This is Agenda 2020, You better Google that shit. That motherfucker been eating babies. That pipeline stopped with them babies marching in that motherfucker when Trump was in. The moment he lost, the pipeline kept going. I've been chopping on the railroad, little babies and shit, getting fucked around and shit, because these motherfucking eating them up and shit, and drinking their blood and shit. This shit is all in cahoots. Y'all better wake up. Why the fuck you think they looking like the Grand Reapers right now?
Is? It's the powers that be. Motherfucking Bill Gates and your motherfuckers, the Illuminati motherfuckers, all the powerful white motherfuckers all over the world that's in cahoots. You better wake up, y'all.
And watch your kids.
And watch your backs. Because the minute motherfucker talk shit, y'all already know. I'm already watching my back and I'm watching Lady Black. So fuck what they talking about. Blunt talk, y'all.
Be blessed. And stay safe, wear your mask, because the motherfuckers spraying the air. And we out. Thuggy.
Thuggy.